Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to our listeners and viewers to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can catch up on anything you might have missed on today's show, including Femi's Hour and all of the great interviews we've done today and our content on the Seahawks and the Cardinals. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcast. Like and subscribe, leave a nice review, or die. Just kidding, we don't have that kind of power.
So that sounds harsh.
Just fortunate for all of you. Yeah. And also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And then, is it twitch.com or twitch.tv? It's twitch.com, right?
I think it's .com. Does anybody know for sure? .tv is what
All right, Mike Brown's. Okay, so .tv. It only took like, we have, you know, this is like a clown car in terms of, we have like 15 people that work on the show. It took like 8 seconds for someone to answer. Thank you, everybody, for your attention to detail. Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to all our video platforms. And keep letting us know your best bet for the football weekend. We'll read them next hour here on You Better You Bet. Your best bet for the football weekend. All right, Tyler Morales is with us. We need to finalize our survivor play, and then we'll talk some baseball. Do we want to just let Femi make the call, Tyler?
I mean, I'm not going to like his call, but we can have him make the call.
I mean, this is we're all three.
Do you want to make the call?
We all put our money into this thing. It's not like I'm the only one that put money into this. So, I mean, unless you guys want
Houston, Tyler wants Denver, and you want New England. So, like someone has to break this here.
Where do you have Denver in your rankings, Nick? Are they two or are they three?
I don't like any of these options. I want to take Detroit.
See, here's the thing. We failed to mention this on Thursday, and that's on my end. Detroit has Thanksgiving and Christmas, so they have double holiday consideration. So I feel like we need to have that bullet to fire if we're fortunate enough to make it that far.
All right, so you
especially
make
on Christmas. See, now I'm
Denver.
Tyler, you want Denver?
If no one's going to make the call, I'm saying Denver. Enough is enough.
Femi?
They're my number two. I'm good with Denver. If Denver's in your top two, Nick, let's go Denver.
I'm being serious. Like I hate all three choices. I think they all suck.
Well, I mean, we have to make a choice.
I think Denver could lose this game.
Well, I mean, to start 1-3 at home in prime time, because they're better than Cincinnati. And Cincinnati's defense is terrible. And it's against, going against Sean Payton with a terrible defense on the road.
Denver.
Femi?
Nick, final word.
Femi, you
we both pass it to each other.
You want to do New England?
Denver.
Are you so? Is that really what we want to do?
I am willing to go to Denver.
I'd rather do New England.
I will defer for this. So we just make a pick. It's you two. Whatever you two want. I'll defer. I was confident in my last 2 weeks. This one, I'm not. So this is on you two. I'll blame you two.
So honestly, like Femi, you make the call right now. It's your call.
Screw it, Patriots. We're doing it. New England Patriots. That's what my first instinct said. My gut said for Patriots week one.
Let's just go. Let's go. Sure. When we have to trust Stephon Diggs and DeMario Douglas to drive downfield to win the game, we'll be feeling real great.
Now, I will say, I think the keys to the game for the Patriots, Milton Williams and Christian Barmore going up against that injury-depleted interior of the Panthers' offensive line. I think going to give Bryce Young all sorts of problems.
Yep. Next sentence, Panthers suck.
Yeah. Patriots?
It's the Patriots. Patriots.
Sold.
Wow, Patriots. You hate it, huh?
Honestly, it's not the worst. We could pick the worst. It's not the worst.
What would the worst be?
The Browns. Ooh. Against the... taking the Browns on Survivor. That'd be the worst.
A realistic option.
We would not take the Browns.
Would you rather have New England or San Francisco this week? I would rather have New England.
New England, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, then, well, because we don't know if Pearsall and Juwan Jennings are playing. We can't take San Francisco.
He's questionable. Would you rather have New England or the Rams? Rams at home against Indy. I'd rather have New England. Like, of the realistic options, I think New England is like with the best one. Just because we're not going to ever want them ever again. And at some point, because we got to pick 20 teams, because we have the double with the holidays, you're going to have to pick some bad teams.
Let's see. New England's, I have their schedule open here. They're at New Orleans in 2 weeks. I mean, they could lose that game. At Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't want New England. No, New England on the road, I want no parts of that.
They host the Giants at some point. Like, yeah, you know what? This is probably the best spot to take the Patriots. I don't love it, but I wouldn't love any of these picks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Because the safest ones are, Detroit. But okay, here's Christmas. Now you no longer have the Lions at Minnesota.
All right. This is an important question. The question is for Tyler. If the Patriots lose, who are you blaming?
Femi, 100%. I'll be like you during the Cowboys Giants. I'll be blaming him in the first and after the first drive. I'll be blaming him.
first down for Panthers. Yeah. We're in trouble.
If the Patriots lose, I think you have to do next week and call yourself Shep the entire week.
Shep, yes, 100%.
If the Panthers win, you are Shep next week on the show. And it's gonna throw Baldy. It's gonna throw Baldy for a loop. Where I'm like, welcome back to You Better You Bet, Nick Costos and Shep Abebefe. Baldy's be like, well, Nick, Shep, great to be on with you.
Let's not do that to him.
Also, we're all wearing black t-shirts today.
Yeah, for the Panthers' funeral.
Oh, I like that. So if the Patriots lose, are you Shep?
If the Patriots lose, No, I'm not doing it the entire week. No, I'm not giving up my name for the entire week. I will be Shep for an hour. If the Patriots lose on Monday, I'll be Shep. You can pick whatever hour you want.
Grow up.
An hour every day.
It's got to be Shep's Island. That's the compromise.
Shep's Island. No,
Shep's Island.
No, because Femi's Island is too good. We can't mess with Femi's Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just what would the gimmick Shep, I don't know what Shep's kind of accent
Shep has. No clue. Picking losers, apparently. But
Jake, wait, like, hold on. Jake had strong feelings on this. Jake, what do you think of Femi wanting to be Shep for 1 hour next week?
1 hour is outrageous. Be a man. Like, you got to do at least a day.
I'm picking the Patriots. What do you mean, be a man? I'm picking the Patriots. I'm not, everyone's like, oh, they got to take Detroit or you got to take this other. We're being a man. We're taking New England. I feel like I'm manly enough through these first 4 weeks.
I think you have to be Shep for a full show. You can pick the day.
You know, I'll do it. I'm that confident in the Patriots.
Bring Which day?
Please with Kinnish.
Tyler,
please.
Tyler can pick. Tyler can pick.
It should be immediately.
Tyler is actually so mad right now at this. Yeah. Right, Tyler?
He wants immediate.
I'm picking the Patriots just so we can make a pick, but like I want Denver. But I understand. I get it. I don't like the picks either. We'll go with Shep.
Wow. I'll do it on Wednesday. You're already Shep?
I'm already blaming family.
Shep was born on a Wednesday. So next Wednesday, I'll be Shep.
All right. New England Patriots. You bet on this Friday.
Pats.
Femi, how do you expect the baseball weekend to play out?
Unfortunately, I think the Blue Jays do win the AL East for your team. But I think that's going to work out fine for them in the long run, like Jim Bowden does. So I think Toronto's going to be your one. And they're going to take 2 or 3 from Tampa. And the Yankees probably take 2 or 3 from the Orioles. But that's not good enough since the tiebreaker is owned by the Blue Jays. So I think you're going to have the Blue Jays as your one. The Mariners as your two. Cleveland finishes the job. They win the Central. They're your three. Red Sox are your 5. Yankees are the 4. And I think the Tigers are your 6.
I hate that I asked you this. I don't care. Not that I don't care about your answer. I just don't want to talk baseball right now. That's a bad job by me. Where do you think the Patriots will come in the consensus for the Super Contest? Or not the Super Contest. So we're in Circa Survivor. So there you have it.
Yes.
Where do you think the Patriots will come in? I've done the Super Contest a million times, which is why I said that.
Yeah.
Where do you think the Patriots will come in?
My guess is 4th or 5th consensus. I think your number
Tyler,
one is going to be Buffalo.
I think they'll be higher than that. I think Buffalo will be one. I agree.
Yeah, Buffalo with a bullet. I'm thinking number 2. I feel like number 2 is probably going to be the Texans. Texans or the Packers. One of those two.
Should we,
I think people are going to want to save Detroit.
Should
for
we be using Green Bay?
I don't like, I think the game is too crazy. There's too much going on with this one. Emotional spot for Dallas. Obviously, a very motivational spot for Green Bay with Parsons.
Femi.
Cowboys.
Femi, are you
you've
betting
been saying
Cowboys?
All week.
I'm not betting them. But I don't want to put my Survivor entry on this game. I feel like this is a crazy game. I don't want to do revenge game, Survivor entry. Like, that's what you want to do? Like, I think Green Bay is going to kill him, but like, if there were ever to have an out-of-body experience and Dallas plays well, it would be this game. So no for me.
With no CeeDee Lamb.
Would it be this game? I don't think it would be.
Come on,
I think
Shep.
It would be.
Yeah, like, honestly, like this is like you're Shep right now with some of these
things. No, this is the game that everyone is saying, myself included, everyone is saying they're going to get killed. They are actual professional athletes on that team. They are prideful. I think
so why
that
don't you
you're
bet
gonna
them?
Get, and it might, because I don't want to do it. I don't want to bet them.
But they're professional athletes.
Yes, they are. But I don't want to bet them. And I definitely don't want to put this Survivor entry that has a potential of winning $18 million on the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man. All right. Patriots. Honestly, like, it's disgusting.
They're going to win. And then I'll be looking forward to my apology next Thursday, by the way.
Oh, we'll apologize to you on Sunday if it happens. Final hour, power hour on the other side. All our bets for the football weekend.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.